Now, tonight, we're going to focus on one of our products, and Dr. Carol Watson has named her talk tonight, The Power of the Purple Pill, the Juice Plus Vineyard Blend. And let me just give you a little background on Carol, and she's got some tremendous information, and I'm just going to turn the mic right over to Carol. But let me just tell you a little bit about Dr. Carol Watson. Her background includes 18 years of cardiac and medical intensive care nursing at Shands Teaching Hospital in Gainesville, Florida, and 13 years of complementary and alternative medicine. She received a double doctorate as a doctor of naturopathy and nutritional counselor in 2001 from the College of Natural Health. And Dr. Carol is a recognized member of the American Nutraceutical Association, the Florida Association of Naturopathic Medicine, and is a board-certified member of the American Alternative Medical Association. And Carol and her very supportive husband, Ken, reside in Greenfield, Indiana, where she has her home-based business, Improving Health Naturally and Juice Plus. And Carol travels extensively and is internationally appreciated as a trainer who shares her own journey. And she was first attracted to Juice Plus because of the whole food nutrition, just made so much sense to her. And, of course, the scientific research backing Juice Plus gave her that confidence that she needed to go out and share it with people that she cares about. She is professional and passionate as she educates about the relationship between nutrition and disease. And Carol's mission is to touch families with a message of health and hope through inspiration and education, helping everyone to experience all they were created to be in their body, mind, and spirit. And Carol joined our NSA team in January 2001, and she attained the position of National Marketing Director in just a short three and a half years. And she's a member of the prestigious 39 Club and was nominated for an Elton Award in the fall of 2006 as the 24 Club Rookie of the Year. And her journey with NSA has been one filled with excitement, fun, and personal growth. And in her own words, she has learned that in order for things to change, that she has to change. And that her message to us is, if I can do it, then you can do it too. So, Carol, I'm really excited about your information you're going to share with us tonight about the power of the purple pill. Good evening, Carol.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I really appreciate that, and everybody being on the line here tonight, too. It is exciting expanding spanning the globe here. I'm really honored to have the opportunity to share with you all some of my experience and my passion with you, so get your pens and paper ready. Here we go. As Nancy mentioned, I was a critical care nurse for 18-plus years, and my experience, unfortunately, was that I saw many people suffer and die excruciating deaths because of heart disease and cancer, lung problems, and many others as well. And in fact, tonight's focus is going to be on cardiovascular health, and it is very near to me, as my own father died of a sudden heart attack when he was only 56. And his dad died the same way when he was only 54. My mom died of lung cancer just 3 months ago, and all of the relatives on her side of the family have also died of cancer. Now, of course, I really don't want to die from chronic disease, but I probably, like you, find it challenging to eat the recommended variety and the amount of fresh raw produce every day that all the leading health authorities are recommending. So back in 1995, when I was first introduced to the relationship between nutrition and disease, and I realized that I wasn't doing anything personally to reduce my own risk of heart disease or cancer, I started a rigorous juicing program, and I drank a green drink, and I took a handful of supplements every day to try to fill in the gap for what I knew I should be eating, but many times, if I was honest with myself, I just wasn't doing it. Then a little over 8 years ago, I was introduced to Juice Plus. In just 4 capsules every day, I could get all of that and more. My husband and I started taking it right away because it cost much less than our juicing program. There was no messy cleanup, no arguments over who was going to get up to prepare the produce, and those capsules fit in my purse a lot better than the juicer did. And then we added the Vineyard Blend to our diets about 6 years ago when it was first made available to us. And you know what? I'm going to take Juice Plus for the rest of my life because I know I don't eat right all the time. And it's much more affordable than any insurance policy for disease prevention. And, of course, we have all of the scientific research behind it, proving that I'll be reducing my risk of dying of degenerative disease the way I saw my dad and mom die, and all of those critically ill patients that I took care of in the nursing profession for nearly 20 years. Now, I've become so passionate about whole food nutrition because I know that even with the best of intentions, most of us fall short in our plan to eat the recommended 9 to 13 servings of fresh, raw fruits and vegetables every day. And it's very unfortunate that our health and that of our children and our future generations are being impacted by our poor choices. Dr. David Katz, Associate Clinical Professor at Yale Prevention Research Center, has stated, and I quote, "Our children born today will have a shorter lifespan than even their parents. Their bad food choices will have finally overcome medical advances." And according to the American Heart Association, 2,400 Americans die of cardiovascular disease every single day. That's an average of one death every 37 seconds. One out of nearly three deaths is due to heart disease and stroke. And of the 1.1 million Americans who experience a heart attack every year, nearly half of them die from that first episode of chest pain, otherwise known as angina, with no warning sign whatsoever. My father that I mentioned dying at the age of 56 fell over dead on Father's Day in 1986 and became one of those statistics. I never got to say goodbye to him. And he experienced the same thing when his father suddenly died at the age of 54. So as you can see, this topic is very real to me, and I want to help as many folks as I can avoid the emotional pain of losing a loved one prematurely to heart disease or any other disease for that matter. So my message tonight is that there is something we can do about this. This is your call to action tonight. In today's economy, American consumers are realizing that their dollars are better spent on prevention rather than disease. It costs lots and lots of money to be sick, folks, and if you don't believe me, just ask somebody who's battling the physical, emotional, and financial burden of fibromyalgia, heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. Now, I generally suggest the Juice Plus Orchard and Garden blends as a good foundational starting point for people, as I believe that every man, woman, and child needs it. It provides the micronutrients, better known as the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and enzymes from seven fruits, eight vegetables, and two whole grains that we need in our cooked, dead food processed society. We are overfed and undernourished in America. We get plenty of calories, don't we, the macronutrients, but not nearly enough of the micronutrients. Since Juice Plus is a catalyst for positive health changes, many folks consider adding Vineyard Blend for additional cardiovascular and immune function support and protection. Many people want to start taking Vineyard Blend at the same time as the Orchard and Garden Blend, and if they do, I say kudos to you because you now have full cellular protection and disease risk reduction. Now, many of you have heard a lot about the heart benefits of berries like blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, and grapes because they're in the news all the time. But have you heard that they also provide improved eye health, cancer prevention, and urinary tract health? This is because they're packed with powerful antioxidants like polyphenols, anthocyanins, which give berries their rich red color, ellagic acid, which blocks pathways that lead to cancer, and resveratrol, as most people know, is found in red wine. But how many of you are actually eating them every day? And by the way, one glass of red wine will not provide the full spectrum of protection that we need, so sorry to burst your bubble if you fall in that category. And the other challenge is, how about can you find them fresh, in season, and organic? And how many of you can afford them, whether in season or not? In my opinion, Juice Plus is a tremendous value for those on a budget, which I think most everyone can relate to in today's economy. Now, if an individual takes all three of these produce blends, they'll be eating a rainbow diet every day. Juice Plus Orchard Blend, or the fruits, provide the reds and oranges. The Garden Blend, or the veggies, provides the yellows and greens. And the Vineyard, or the berry blend, now provides the purple and the blues. And we have the benefit of science validating what God has intended for us all along, the full spectrum of color for disease prevention. So what's in these purple pills that makes them so powerful? Well, check this out. Juice Plus Vineyard Blend provides the nutritional essence of 9 different varieties of berries and grapes in capsule form. It consists of juice powders from Concord grapes, blueberries, cranberries, blackberries, bilberries, raspberries, black and red currants, and elderberries. Now, how many of you are eating like that every day? These berries are what I just referred to as having exceptionally high levels of disease-fighting antioxidants. And it also contains a proprietary blend of other heart-healthy powders and extracts that are derived from green tea, ginger root, artichoke, L-arginine, L-carnitine, and coenzyme Q10. As we all know, isolated vitamins and multivitamin combinations simply can't deliver the wide range of nutrients that whole foods provide. Most multivitamins have only about 20 or 30 vitamins and minerals listed on the label, right? Well, Juice Plus Whole Food Capsules have literally thousands of phytonutrients or plant vitamins as found in nature, and they're all working synergistically together to potentiate the action of one another, so you don't need those megadoses of vitamins. Like all Juice Plus products, Vineyard Blend is made from fresh, high-quality produce. The berries and grapes are juiced, then reduced to powder using that same proprietary process used to make the Orchard and Garden Blend. This low-temperature process is designed to ensure that they preserve as much of the nutritional value and enzyme content of the berries and grapes as possible. Vineyard Blend is also certified kosher, and it's pesticide and herbicide-free. You can actually see the nutrition facts on the side of the bottle, as our whole food concentrates are just that, food, not supplements. Now, although I would love to share some of the testimonials of friends, clients, and family who are taking this powerful purple pill, we know that no product that we share should be based on testimonials alone, but rather on scientific evidence. And this is what most distinguishes Juice Plus from other nutritional products: the large and growing body of clinical research performed at leading hospitals and universities around the globe specifically on our products. Another distinguishing factor is that the research behind Juice Plus is all original research. In other words, it's not borrowed or generic. All research is being done with actual live volunteers who eat Juice Plus, and then scientific data is collected, interpreted, peer-reviewed, and published. So the first study that I'm really honored to share with you tonight was a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, a very prestigious journal for cardiologists, in July 2003. This study documents the positive circulatory effects of Juice Plus and Vineyard Blend even after a high-fat meal. But before I explain the results of the study, if you would really indulge me here, I'd like to share a couple insights with you regarding physiology and how our vessels respond when we consume that high-fat meal. Or for that matter, intense exercise and stress can cause similar reactions at the vascular level. As mentioned, my background is in cardiology. I was employed for 18-plus years in coronary ICU, open-heart surgery ICU, and then also as a research nurse overseeing 20 electrophysiology conduction studies at the University of Florida and Shands Teaching Hospital in Gainesville. And as a result of what I was exposed to day in and day out, I can tell you that I saw many unfortunate individuals come through our doors experiencing a coronary infarction or heart attack after consuming a heavy, high-fat meal, just like many folks do on Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, it's really sad, but we expected to have at least 2 or 3 patients who overindulged, and their poor arteries just couldn't take it anymore. They ate a calorie-dense, high-fat meal, their arteries constrict in response, oxygen doesn't get to the heart, they experience chest pain and wind up incurring a coronary infarction or an area of damage to the heart. Now, Dr. Gary Plotnick, who headed up this study, had shown in numerous previous studies that most heart attacks occur within 2 to 5 hours of ingestion of a high-fat meal, because our arteries' natural physiological response to this is to constrict or clamp down on an average of 40% to 50%, resulting in a restriction of blood flow throughout the entire body for up to 6 hours. Imagine, if you will with me, a pipe that has rust buildup on its inside lining. And this rust causes narrowing of the lumen, which causes a decrease of flow through the pipe or hose, right? Well, this is what is happening in our blood vessels after a high-fat meal. And the heart rate and the blood pressure dramatically increase as a way to try to compensate for the restriction. You see, our arteries have an amazing ability to expand when an area of our body is deprived of blood flow in order to get that much-needed oxygen and nutrient-rich blood to that area. However, we virtually render that automatic response powerless when we eat a high-fat meal, and you'll understand this as I go on. I don't know if you all saw it or not, but just recently, within the last couple of weeks, ABC News reported the cardiovascular impact of a high-calorie, high-fat meal. There was a female reporter and her male cohort who had blood drawn and an ultrasound completed to establish baseline findings. And then they ingested an appetizer of deep-fried macaroni and cheese, an entree of a quesadilla burger, and then a dessert, which was a mega-sized deep-dish chocolate sundae. Now, neither one of them was actually able to finish their meal, thank goodness, but they waited 2 hours and then performed the blood analysis and ultrasound again. The man's pre-meal blood sample was a deep, rich, clear red color, but his post-meal sample, it was extremely cloudy. You could literally see the fat that was now flooding his system. And I can also tell you that I saw this many times in drawing blood from patients who had recently ingested fast food meals or home-cooked meals laden with fat. The fat many times would literally sit in big white chunks in the blood tube after phlebotomy. Now, the female reporter said her blood didn't show as dramatic a difference, but her ultrasound revealed a startling change. Again, the saturated fat caused a chemical reaction wherein the arteries were now narrowed and they were not dilating properly as seen on ultrasound, leading to her heart having to pump harder and harder, which drove her heart rate up to nearly double her baseline. Now, University of Maryland's Dr. Vogel and Miller, where the study was being done and analyzed the results, they agreed that this one meal had made a major impact on cardiovascular health. Dr. Vogel stated, and I quote, "It shows that one meal can affect the health of your arteries. Each and every meal is important to the health of our arteries. And since we live by them, your very survival depends on it," end of quote. So now imagine that if you already have some degree of atherosclerosis or plaque buildup, which most of us do given the fact that 70% of all 12-year-olds already have the beginning stages of atherosclerosis. So let's say you have around 30% occlusion of your vessel, and now you eat a high-fat meal, and studies have already shown us that it causes this vasoconstrictive or decrease in blood flow response of up to 50%. Well, you can add up the math. That's about 80% occlusion of your artery. That major coronary artery now is only flowing at 20% capacity to get much-needed oxygen to the heart. Do you see the tremendous burden this one meal can place on your body? So as it happens, that same University of Maryland, who also conducted this study measuring the effects of a heavy high-fat meal on participants who took Juice Plus. This study performed by the same above-mentioned Dr. Vogel with the principal investigator, Dr. Gary Plotnick. What they did is they measured blood flow in the brachial artery, which is the large artery at the bend of your elbow, and they measured it before and 3 hours after a high-fat meal in 38 healthy volunteers. The participants were randomly assigned to 4 weeks of either Juice Plus Orchard and Garden blend, or Juice Plus Orchard, Garden, and Vineyard combined, or a placebo or a sugar pill. There were three arms to this study. Each group's baseline arterial vasoconstriction or amount of narrowing of the arteries after this high-fat meal was consistently around 40%, as previous studies had shown. And after 28 days, just 28 days, the results were phenomenal. In the placebo group or the sugar pill, the arterial blood flow remained restricted by essentially that same amount, about 40%, so it was consistent with what previous studies had shown. While the Juice Plus Orchard and Garden group now showed only a 16% restriction, which is an improvement of about 60%. But the results of those ingesting the Orchard, Garden, and Vineyard combination, well, let me quote directly from the published article. Quote, "The fruit and vegetable concentrate blunts the detrimental effect of a high-fat meal on flow-mediated brachial artery vasodilation, even when the supplement is not administered with the meal, and increases the combined serum nitrate-nitrite concentration." Now, by just eating Juice Plus every day, The participants, in other words, improved their cardiovascular response and blood flow by 98%, thereby literally blocking the harmful effects of this type of a meal. This is just fruits and vegetables. This study also showed that nitric oxide levels, which aid in dilation and relaxation of our vessels, increased. This is a very important result to consider, as previous research on our endothelium, better known as the inner surface of the artery, has shown that a diet rich in berries probably produced their benefit by preserving the bioavailability of that nitric oxide that was measured. This is a chemical naturally found in our bodies that helps to relax the arteries. You see, our blood vessels become stiff through poor diet and as a result of unhealthy and premature aging, and this causes the heart to work harder to pump blood. This then causes the blood pressure and the heart rate to rise. And when you really consider that if we opened up every vessel in our bodies and stretched them out, our endothelium, this inside lining of our arteries, would fill 6 tennis courts. This increase in nitric oxide as a result of eating Juice Plus, causing relaxation and improved elasticity, becomes very significant to our overall cardiovascular protection, proving once again that Vineyard Blend helps protect heart function and circulation, and it actually restores the integrity of your endothelium as well. The inner lining of your blood vessel, you guys, should be like a brand new Teflon pan where things are slick and they slide right across, where your blood flows easily through the vessels. However, what happens over time and with exposure to free radical damage from the standard American diet, better known as the SAD diet, loaded with pesticides and chemicals, from pollution, from stress, from medications, it becomes like an old Teflon pan, you know, where it gets all corroded and it gets nicks in it, where food sticks in. This is the plaque that builds up in your arteries. Vineyard Blend helps to restore this ability of blood to flow smoothly through our vessels. Isn't that exciting? There is no pharmaceutical, y'all, that can do this. This is the power of whole food nutrition. So the good news is that if you have damaged endothelial function and impaired nitric oxide production, it can be reversed. When nitric oxide availability is increased, it prevents blood thickening or viscosity, which impedes circulation, and plaque deposits actually start to melt, reversing coronary artery disease. Another randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study in which participants took all three blends again was also published in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise 2006 on healthy aerobically trained men and women at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro to see if Juice Plus could perform as well as isolated synthetic vitamins to reduce oxidative stress in athletes. As you all may know, athletes actually create more free radicals as a result of their intense exercise, hence they need additional protection. Now, in this investigation, scientists test whether the much lower levels of vitamin C and E in Juice Plus, derived in combination with all of the other thousands of phytonutrients we talked about present in whole food, would have a similar effect as the much higher dose of isolated, synthetically made vitamin C and E pills. The study's conclusion? Juice Plus, with its substantially lower amounts of vitamin C and E, provided similar antioxidant benefits and reduction in exercise-induced oxidative stress as compared to large doses of freestanding vitamin C and E, which most athletes do take. I believe the key point to emphasize here is that the Juice Plus group had decreased oxidative stress without the sometimes harmful side effects being associated with long-term isolated megavitamin usage. Dr. Manfred Lamprecht performed a study done in Europe at the Medical University of Graz, Austria. They enrolled 41 police special forces men, otherwise known as COBRAs, in Austria, average age of 34, who all followed a standardized diet and an extremely rigorous training regimen. They took either a placebo or a combination of Juice Plus Orchard Garden Vineyard blends for a period of 28 days. Again, the results? Compared to the placebo, Juice Plus reduced a marker of protein damage due to exercise-induced oxidative stress known as carbonyl protein, indicating lower exercise-related oxidative stress in the Juice Plus group. An investigation currently in progress using all three blends is being done on subjects with symptoms of metabolic syndrome, which is often a precursor to both coronary heart disease as well as type 2 diabetes, at the Yale University Griffin Hospital Prevention Research Center, again with Dr. David Katz. According to the American Diabetic Association, there are over 57 million Americans who have this pre-diabetic condition. They are just really in trouble because they don't realize, most of them, that they even have this condition. So the significance of showing how there's a relationship between fruit and vegetable consumption and lowering risk of diabetes could prove to be extremely significant given our current sick care crisis in America. We don't have those results to report yet, so please stay tuned, but I have no doubt this study will have far-reaching implications for the diabetes epidemic in America. For more detailed information on the research, y'all, please, I encourage you to get with the person who invited you because they'd be happy to provide you with full abstracts of these research articles. So, let me ask you a question. Why would anyone not add this powerful purple pill to their prevention program? And for those of you who already do, can't you just visualize your vessels becoming smooth and clean on the inside? It is so exciting. As you can see, you can be especially confident knowing that you will be reducing your risk of heart disease so prevalent in America. So the next question is, who would be a good candidate for Vineyard Blend? I would suggest that anyone with a family history of macrocirculatory disease, such as heart attack, stroke, hypertension, high cholesterol, hyperlipidemia, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, or peripheral vascular disease, or anyone with a familial history of microcirculatory disease, such as diabetes, migraines, or macular degeneration, that you would take two purple capsules as your daily portion. For those who have heart or circulatory disease actively, or autoimmune problems, or cancer, I suggest a portion of four purple pills every day. I take four every day due to my strong family history. Unless you be on this call tonight thinking to yourself, well, heart disease or cancer run in my family, there's nothing I can do. I know how you feel, because I felt the same way. But what I have discovered from reading professional athlete-turned-firefighter Rip Esselstein's book, The Engine 2 Diet, this no longer holds true. His father, Dr. Cadwell B. Esselstein, Jr., wrote a book called Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease based on live research of his patients with underlying cardiovascular disease. And he is quoted as saying that if you have a positive family history, it only means that genetics may be the loaded gun, but nutrition is what pulls the trigger. So the way I see it now is that you can literally put the safety feature in lock position in that loaded gun by feeding your genes to stop and reverse that genetic predisposition. You don't want it to shoot blanks, or worse yet, bullets targeted at destroying your cells and mutating your genes, right? Well, as we close tonight, I'd like to leave you with these thoughts. Each and every minute, your heart beats an average of 72 times. That's over 100,000 beats per day and nearly 38 million times a year. Sustaining your life by delivering oxygen and nutrients while also cleansing your body's trillions of cells. It is the ability of your blood to travel through the thousands of miles of blood vessels that determines whether you will enjoy a vital and healthy longevity or die prematurely from heart disease, like one of over 1 million Americans every year. The reality is that the choice of ignoring circulatory health claims a life every 37 seconds. Y'all, you don't have to be one of those statistics. This is the moment to make your choice. If you already take all three blends, you are no doubt glad you do. You are protected. And if not, what are you waiting for? After nearly 20 years of bedside nursing in the ICU, I am on a mission to help you prevent what I saw day in and day out, the emotional, physical, and financial burden and turmoil of having a loved one suffer from preventable illness. What I know is that heart disease or any other chronic illness is a condition that begins slowly and silently and progresses over the years. Diseases don't just happen. We earn them. By age 40, many people are declining in health. So even if you feel fine, you may likely have as many as 10 chronic illnesses beginning in your body. These can be reversed with diet, lifestyle, and Juice Plus. I thank you for your time and attention tonight, and may God bless each of you with a life of joy and vital longevity. Thank you, Nancy.
Well, Carol, you did a terrific job. Thank you very much for sharing your wealth of knowledge with us. Have a great evening, everyone. Good night.